Around 1850, William Hipwell came to Olney from Newport Pagnell with the idea of starting a brewery. He was then landlord of the No. 8 marketplace, the Bull Hotel. In 1853, along with Charles and John Coling, William bought a piece of freehold land to the west of his premises, being parcel of Cherry Orchard or Bull Orchard, from Thomas Welton. A month later, Thomas and Charles Higgins, owner of the Saracen's Head, next door, granted them a right-of-way for access to the proposed site. This was the 12-foot-wide lane between his property and the side entrance to the Baptist Chapel, formerly known as Bear Lane. Water for the brewery was drawn from a well in a field called Clumps at the top of Spring Lane. William Hipwell then set about buying several Olney public houses, owned by the Lord family during the 1860s and 1870s. By the time of William Hipwell's death in October 1882, Hipwells owned all the public houses in Olney, except for the castle. In 1921, the business was sold to Phipps Brewery of Northampton. And in 1949, Stanley Woods, furniture manufacturer, acquired the brewery property. The Bull Hotel was once an important coaching inn. It was a stopping place for the Beehive Coach, which ran between Wellingborough and London during the mid-19th century. The complete 70-mile journey took some 9 hours to complete. Other coach companies also ran the Wellingborough to London route via the Bull Hotel at Olney. An abbreviated version of the timetable for the London to Wellingborough stagecoach is added for your interest. When the rail passenger service from Northampton to Bedford was opened in 1872, the journey time from Olney to London was reduced to a little over 2 hours. Moreover, a station conveyance ran from the Bull Hotel to the station to meet every train. The probable station conveyance, or hotel omnibus, is shown outside the Bull Hotel in this coloured image. The Bull Hotel was also used as a meeting place for dinners and auctions. The Inland Revenue even had an office here in 1883. The 1910 Inland Revenue Survey records Hipwell & Co. as the owner and confirms S. York as the tenant. The 1911 census also cites Susanna York as the hotel manager. An advertisement is included for the Bull Hotel that appeared in Ratcliffe's 1907 Olney Bucks Almanac. Three images of the Bull Hotel through the generations are added for your interest. For much of the later 20th century, the business at the Bull tended to operate as a public house rather than as a hotel. The ownership changed to Charles Wells during this period. The Bull did have a function room which was primarily used for Masonic purposes, but was also used for all kinds of social activities, such as dances and specialist sales. In the early 21st century, like many businesses of its type, it did appear to suffer from a lack of investment. But it did become the first home of a successful Olney jazz club. After this relatively quiet period, the whole site underwent a major modernisation and refurbishment programme in 2017 and 18, which has provided an excellent basis for its future regeneration. Number 9 Marketplace was the customary alehouse sited next to a coaching inn and was known as the Saracen's Head. The 1891 census confirms that Richard Sanders was the landlord in that year. He was also the driver of the conveyance that met all the trains at the station and brought passengers back to the Bull Hotel. It is believed that the Saracen's Head closed as a public house well before the start of World War II, but the building still remains part of the Bull Hotel complex.